Misaka Nadar Perke Mishna Gimel. Misha Nadar Benazir, Vinisha Lachacham Vasro. Mona Mishasha Nadar. Somebody who made the Nadar that he will be a Nadar. And he wasn't sure if the lashon that he used to make the neder would make him into a nazir. And in the meantime, he drank wine, he suffered, even though he knew he might be a nazir. And then he went to Chacham to ask him if Be'emes he is a nazir, and the Chacham said that he is a nazir. He counts in his years from the time that he made the neder, meaning the Rabbanan do not knas him to start counting the nazirs again from the time the Chacham said it was asur, even though he did an isur and drank wine in the interim. Nisha l'chacham v'hitiru hoysalo behema mefuresha teite v'tira beida. If when he went to the chacham was matur him, and the chacham told him that the lashon he used to make the neder would not make him into another, and he had already set aside a korban to be used for his naziris, that korban could go out and pasture with the flock, meaning the korban that he was mafresh is not hegdish, it is chulin, since he was magdish betot. Amru beis hillel beis shama. Iatem moidim bezeh shehu hegdish tos. Shetetei v'tireh beider. Beis hillel said to beis shama, don't you admit in this case, where he was mafresh a korban, al das that he is another, and it turned out that the chacham told him that the lashon that he used did not make him into another, that the behema is chulin and can go out and pasture with the flock. So therefore, since you are moda over here, that the behema is chulin, so therefore it must be that you hold hegdish betos, it's not hegdish. So why in the two previous mishnayos of this mishnah do you say that hegdish betos havi hegdish? Amru lehem beis shamay, iatem moidim b'misha tov v'kara l'chi asiri, ula asiri achi, ula achar asar asiri shehu makudash. Beis shamay said to Beis Hillel, don't you admit, when somebody is being mafresh meister behemoth, and the way that you are mafresh meister behema is that you put all the animals in the barn, and you let them go out one by one, and the animal that comes out 10, you whip it with red dye, and you are magdish it. Beishameh says that don't you admit if mistakenly the 9th animal that comes out of the barn, you call it the 10th, and the 10th animal that comes out of the barn, you call it the 9th, and the 11th animal that comes out, you call it the 10th. That all three are hegdish. All three of them have it din hegdish. So therefore it must be that hegdish betos havi hegdish. Because you mistakenly called the chi asiri, and then you mistakenly again called the 11th asiri, and even so they are hegdish. So therefore hegdish betos havi hegdish. So why do you say in the previous Mishnah that hegdish betos lo havi hegdish? Now, Beis Shammai did not respond to Beis Hillel's taina, which is that in this case where the person was mafresh a behema for his korban nazir, and the chacham told him that behemoth is not a nazir, that the behema would be chulin. Now, the reason why Beis Shammai holds behemoth, that the behema is chulin in this case, even though he holds hegdish betos havi hegdish, is because since the person said that this korban should be for my naziris, and Be'emes, as it turned out, is not a nazir at all. That's not even hegdish betos. As what he said is varim betalim. He said that this korban should be for my nazirs, and he is not a nazir. So therefore, even Beis Shammai would hold it chulin. But instead of responding like that, Beis Shammai actually asked Beis Hillel from Meister Behemoth that we see hegdish betos havi hegdish. Amru lehem Beis Hillel lo hashevet kitcha. Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai, you can't bring a Ryan from Meister Behemoth, because by Maisa Behema, it's not the whip that made it cut us. Meaning, that it's not because hegdish betos have a hegdish do we say that the chi and the acharas are also hegdish. And Beis Hillel brings a raya, umayi lutar ve'niach et ha-shevet al-shmini va'ashnei masar, shema asa klum. What would have happened if somebody would have made a different mistake? That he whipped the 8th animal that came out, or the 12th animal that came down, called the 8th or 12th animal asiri. Would that have done anything? Would the Shmini or the Shtemasor become Hegdish? No, certainly not. Elokosov Shekidesh is a Hasiri, Hu Kidesh is a Chiv es Acharasor. The same pasuk that tells us that when you whip the 10th one and call it Hasiri, that it becomes Hegdish, that same pasuk tells us that when you mistakenly whip the 9th animal and the 11th animal and call it Hasiri, that it too becomes hegdish. So therefore, the reason why the chi and the achad asur is hegdish is not because hegdish betos have hegdish. It's simply exeris hakasim. The Torah tells us that when you make this mistake, the 9th and the 11th is hegdish. And the raya is because if you would do the same mistake by the 8th or by the 12th, it would not be hegdish. So therefore, the reason is not al hegdish betos. The reason is exeris hakasim. Mitzachet nazar perik hey mishnah dalet. Misha nadar ben nazar, somebody who makes a neder that he will be a nazar. And a nazar, when he completes his nazirs, has to bring three karbanos. And this person made the neder thinking that he owns three animals that he could use for the karbanos. V'halach lahavi es behemto umata shenignava. And after he makes the neder, he went to bring his behemoth that he will use for the karbanos, and he finds that at least one of them was stolen, and now he regrets that he ever made himself into another, since now he is going to have to buy a behemoth. Im achelo nignava behemto nazar, hareza nazar. If this person goes to a chacham and asks him to be matir his neder, because he regrets making the neder since his behemoth was stolen. If the behemoth was stolen only after he made the neder, the chacham will not be matir his neder ayidei this charata, since this is called nolad, as he could not have foreseen at the time he made the neder that it would be stolen. So therefore, he would have made the neder anyway, even had he known that there was a possibility it would have been stolen. So therefore, this is not sufficient regret, and the chacham will not be matir the neder. The im mishen nignava behemto nazir ain't a nazir. But if at the time he made the neder, the behemoth was already stolen, and he told the chacham that had he known that behemoth was already stolen, he wouldn't have made the neder, then the chacham will be matir the neder, as this is not nolad, since the behemoth was already stolen at the time he made the neder, and had he known at the time he made the neder that his behemoth was stolen, he would not have made the neder, so therefore the chacham will be matir him. V'zu toz tar nacham hamadi kisha'alu nazirim min ha'goyla u'maso beit hamikdash charev. Nacham hamadi made this mistake. Nacham hamadi thought that a chacham could be matir a neder even in a case of nolad. As there were nazirim that made a neder to be nazirim when they were in chutz la'aretz, and then they went to Eretz Yisrael to count their nazirim and to bring their karbanos. And when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they found that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Amar lehem Nacham HaMari. Nacham HaMari said to these Nazirim, Ilu hayitim yoydim she Beit HaMikdash charev hayitim noizrim. Had you known that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, would have you made a neder making yourself into Nazirim? Amru lo lo. They said, had we known the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we never would have made the neder in the first place. Behetira Nacham HaMari. And Nacham HaMari was matur them, because they regretted making themselves into a Nazirim, even though at the time they made the neder, the Beit HaMikdash was not yet destroyed. U'kishabah ha'davar eitzel chachamim. When the chachamim found out about this, amru lo, the chachamim said to Nacham HaMari, kol shenazar achelo chara Beit HaMikdash nazar. Anybody who made himself into a nazar before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, he remains a nazar, even though the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed after that, and he regrets making himself into another. As this is no lot, since he could not have foreseen at the time he made the neder that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, this is not sufficient regret to allow the chacham to be matir the neder. Umishachara Beit HaMikdash in another. But the nazirim that made themselves into another after the Beit HaMikdash was already destroyed, just they had not yet heard about it, they are not nazirim, as the chacham could be matir them, since they regret making themselves into Nazirim. Had they known the Beit HaMikdash was already destroyed at the time they made the neder, they would not have made the neder. This is not nolad, since it was already destroyed. Therefore, for them, it is mutter.